Good morning. Welcome into prayer time on this Wednesday morning. You're listening to WHCB, Bristol Kingsport, Johnson City, and Kenneth Hill here. If you've got church news or a community news item for us, send it to us by email. Come to our website, whcbradio.org, whcbradio.org, and send us your email with your church or community news item. We'll be happy to share it and let folks know, okay? Happy to do it. W.C. Moore wrote something from Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. Thus saith the Lord, ask for the old path, where is the good way, and walk therein. I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. That was Jacob's cry. You'll remember from Genesis 32:26, as he struggled with the angel of God. And not only does he get blessed, but he got full deliverance from his offended brother, Esau. Jacob's name was changed from supplanter to Israel, this one who is a prince with God and with men. You can find that in Genesis chapter 32, verses 27 and 28, as well as 26, which we mentioned. The old path that Daniel followed when he set his face unto the Lord God is found in Daniel chapter 9, verses 3, 4, and 5. To seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes, and I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession, we have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedness. While Daniel was speaking and praying and confessing his own sin and the sin of the people of Israel, Gabriel was swiftly dispatched to his aid. We find that in Daniel 9, verses 20 through 27. The old paths of fervent prayer that Hannah followed when she prayed and prayed that God would give her a man-child, and finally she got to the place of unselfishness and promised God that if he would grant her request, she would give the boy unto the Lord all the days of his life. Then God answered and gave her not only a man-child, but a prophet. That was Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 5 through 28. We know that James 5:16 tells us, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Since the effectual fervent prayer of even one righteous man availeth much according to God's word, and the scripture cannot be broken according to John chapter 10, verse 35, then much remains undone if even one righteous person fails to pray effectually and fervently. It's our job. If we are in Christ Jesus, we are to be effectually and fervently praying. Of course, we're told to pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. It's one thing to have pious wishes. It's one thing to have high ideals and to want God to do things, but it's quite another thing to pitch it into the prayer battle and get into it with all your might, with all our resources, and pray through the problem, pray through the trouble, pray through the situation. When we know that a thing is in God's will, sometimes we have to throw the want out the windows, as what we want is too mild a word. Then we need to press our petition through the opposing forces of wickedness, according to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20. We need to pray more earnestly, as did our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in Luke 22:44. We go a little farther, as Christ did in Matthew 26:39. We need to fall on our face and seek him till he come and rain righteousness upon us, according to Hosea chapter 10, verse 12. When we know positively from the Scripture and from the clear witness of the Holy Spirit to our own heart, that a thing is the will of Almighty God, then it is not presumption to press our petition clear through. It's unbelief, it's laziness that prevents us from coming boldly under the throne of grace. We are commanded to come boldly under the throne of grace, according to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. And when we come boldly under the throne of grace, we are to be getting what God has provided for us at the tremendous cost of the blood of His only begotten Son, and it's what He wants us to have. Look at Matthew chapter 11 and Luke chapter 11, and Luke chapter 18, and you see this time and again. God's word says, come boldly. You going to listen to God, or are you going to be open for suggestions from some hypocrite by your side who feels you're going too far in your prayer life? We know from Acts chapter 10, verse 34, that God is no respecter of persons. So when you find what God has done for someone else, either in the Bible record or out of the Bible record, it's a direct challenge to you to meet God's conditions and get what He has in His love and wisdom provided for you. He's not going to provide for you everything He's provided for someone else. Remember, it's His love and wisdom. He knows what we can take and what we can't take, and He knows what we need and what we don't need. The powers of the devil may withstand your prayers for a little while, as they did Daniel's in Daniel chapter 10, verses 12 through 13, and we see it also in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. But there's such a thing as getting into a frame of mind in prayer where you simply will not be denied, but will hold right on in faith with importunity. Luke chapter 11, verse 8, and Christ is instructing us to be importunate. And what does that word mean? That means to continue to pray, to hold on, to hang on, to grab on, and keep praying until God has either answered or gives you such a clear assurance that your prayer is heard that you begin to praise God in advance for the answer. God answers prayer. There's no question about that. And you need to pray through. I need to pray through. We don't just have prayer time and we spend a couple of minutes in prayer and that's it for the day, but we need to be praying through the issues and through the problems and through the troubles, because God has something good for us in each and every endeavor. We need to pray and pray faithfully, pray fervently, pray effectually, and pray continuously. We need to pray through. Let's go to prayer right now. Father, thank You for the reminder. Thank You for the reminder that we are to pray and pray and pray without ceasing. And thank You, Lord, that it's not by vain repetitions that we are to be heard, but it is by the cry of the heart and soul, and it is translated and transported by the Holy Spirit of God. And it goes to our intercessor, Jesus Christ the Lord, and it comes then into Your throne room. Father, we are so thankful for that. We are thankful for that. And we're thankful for the reminder of that. Help us to pray through the issues, the troubles, the turmoils, the things of life, that we might be faithful and consistent in doing the work that You have called us to do, in interceding for others and in praying even for ourselves. Father, I do intercede on behalf of these that are listening right now, that You would be with them and work with them and guide them and grow them. And Father, if they don't know Jesus Christ and they're listening, that they would find Him to be faithful to their souls this very day, that they would come to faith in Christ. And Father, if they know Christ, I pray that You will grow them in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and grow them into that mature person of God that You would want them to be. Father, I pray for Your provision for each one of us and for this ministry today. I thank You in Jesus' name, Amen.